WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our poet in residence, Mark Halliday, stops by our poetry tent to read for us today. He says this poem is about how a sense of happiness depends on a sense of its opposite.
Life's bounty. Hungry at midnight, you open the refrigerator in a dark kitchen and wow, Shangri-La. The green and red and orange foods in their cartons and jars, olives, juices, chocolate syrup, yellow butter, brown bread, and back by the blessed blazing bulb, leftover spaghetti sauce with latent power in its deep Mediterranean redness. As life goes on, there will be times when I feel that a sudden alertness to life's bounty, e.g. food, is enough to make a poem, a celebration sort of poem, and I'll write it and feel okay about it, but it won't be a poem that really matters to me or you, because interesting truth, like interesting pleasure, is so triple-edged and marbled. It's so mixy. Either the snack you fix turns out to be stale, or you're thinking about your father's anger or your spouse's bad luck or your next job, and you don't quite taste it. Or the snack is delicious and you eat it and then it's gone, and soon you go to sleep. What we need is some complication of the idea of life's bounty. How its mixiness is actually inseparable from our sometimes loving it. The thrill of joy being that you know the joy is both unlikely and temporary. If you could fully have your way, it wouldn't stay your way for long. How did Wallace Stevens put it? He said, "Delight, since the imperfect is so hot in us, lies in flawed words and stubborn sounds." I love being able to quote those lines. I love the fact that they're his and not mine, while I worry that mine are nothing next to his, while I worry that he wouldn't admire my use of them. And when you love seriously, you love something, a dog, a poem, a lover or friend, for being more independent and complicated than your selfishness would have planned. Now, the personal example I'd have expected myself to give at this point might have involved a love affair, quote, "and when I watched her slide out of bed at dawn, ... But I was just remembering a dinner at Mike's Gourmet Fast Foods with Annie and Peter and Peter's 3-year-old niece, Katie. I had a mocha frapp, 3 scoops, with the 3rd scoop floating, a Swiss burger and an order of fried mushrooms. Katie grew tired of her large vanilla cone much too soon and wanted to ramble. One of us had to keep tabs on her, while the other two chewed fast so we could take her home from the too exciting drive-in and coax her towards sleep. I'm not good at chewing fast. I try to savor things. The dinner qua dinner was thus not wholly satisfying. But I like the memory, the whole memory. Annie laughing when she caught Katie's scoop barehanded as it fell from her upended cone, and Peter resisting being charmed by his nuisance niece as she stood on the hood of our Fiesta and danced and sang, "I don't want to go home."
Mark Halliday's collection of poems, Little Star, is published by William Morrow.